Proclamation number 6234 of 10th of April, 1955. Death and resurrection. Life. I walked the path which was marked out for me, but which I had to travel voluntarily in order to reach the aim. To be completely united with the Father from eternity. I walked the path through death to life. Through darkness to light. And I proved the light and the life to men through my resurrection on the third day. I had to suffer death in order to enter into eternal life. 4. Life is only in union with God, who in himself is eternal life. It is about far greater things than you humans easily understand by the word life. It is the divinization of that which has been created, which has been set as the aim for that which has been created, and in order to achieve this complete divinization, the depths must be overcome, a path must be traveled which leads over death to life. And death is everything that is far from God. The path to life is the path to God. And since once the created fell in plurality, it must now resurrect. And it must return from darkness to light. It must emerge from the night of the grave in which it languished for eternity and step out into the light of day. I have risen from the dead. I have given you humans the proof that you too can rise to life, even though you suffer earthly death. I have proven to you that death can be overcome, that you can all step out of the night of death into the light of day if you follow me. If you live as I lived on earth, if you lead a life of love, for then you will strive to come closer to God, then unification with God can take place, and then there can no longer be death for you, because you have united yourselves with life after all, but still have to discard the earthly body, which is only a hindrance to you for a life and freedom and bliss. Thus you have to die earthly. Your soul emerges from the grave which previously kept it locked up. It enters radiantly into the kingdom which is its true home. It rises from darkness to light. What happened to me will also happen to you, and therefore you need no longer fear death, because I have taken away all its terrors. I rose from the dead on the third day, made visible to my disciples, who are to behold my spiritualized body, so that they themselves might believe and go into all the world proclaiming that I live. But before my crucifixion, people still remained in the abyss after their death. The path had not yet been cleared for their entry into the kingdom of light, and therefore I also had to descend into the abyss after my death and also build the bridge from there upwards into my kingdom, and all souls which languished in the abyss were allowed to follow me. My love also called them to follow me. The day of resurrection had also come for the souls in the depths. They too could attain life through my act of salvation. For death was overcome through my work of love, and all souls will rise to eternal life who, like me, seek union with the Father from eternity. Amen.